Health Sciences North reported there are 27 active COVID-19 patients in the hospital, with 4 of them in the intensive care unit as of January 7. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, is reporting 187 new COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours. And yet another person has died from the virus. This brings the total number of local deaths since the pandemic began to 52. The health unit is also reporting there are now 1,257 active cases that are being monitored locally. This week was the first time past the 1,000 case mark for PHSD. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 22 months ago, there have been 6,687 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 5,430 of those cases are now resolved. There are also 4 active outbreaks in long-term care homes, as well as 1 outbreak at a retirement home, and 1 at a congregate living center. An outbreak on the 4th floor of the South Tower at Health Sciences North is also active. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 154 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 16 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 17 new cases for the Manitoulin District. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 7 new cases linked to outbreaks, 33 new cases associated with close contact of a confirmed case, 37 new cases with no known epidemiological link, and 118 cases that are under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 2,390 total cases, an increase of 67 cases. There were also 1,710 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 21. The next highest number was 1,611 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 47. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 744 cases total, an increase of 23. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 232 cases, an increase of 29. There was no change in the not specified category, which has 0 cases. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 358,486 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 1,110. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 76.9% of people in the PHSD area. Public Health is also reporting outbreaks at long-term care homes in the city. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 27 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. 4 of those patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 24 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of these patients was admitted to the ICU. HSN has also reported 5 past positives for COVID-19 patients who no longer have the disease. None of those patients was in the ICU, but all remain in hospital. There is also an active COVID-19 outbreak at the hospital, 4th floor, South Tower. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 11,899 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province, with 338 people in ICU beds.